So Angelo Hope mentioned the issue of anthracycline. I noticed that you actually use anthracyclines in node-positive patients. Can you talk about that and also whether you would consider an anthracycline in this patient?
Yeah, I think I would consider actually the tumor is 5 centimeters. She has a ER negative 5 centimeter tumor. So I think that in such a context, I might consider a sequence of anthracyclines followed by paclitaxel plus trastuzumab or pertuzumab in the neoadjuvant setting. Yeah.
George, any comments about anthracyclines and HER2-positive disease?
Well, one interesting bit of biology, which is very old now, but HER2 and topo-2-alpha are on the same amplicon about a third of the time. And topo-2-alpha is the preferred target for anthracyclines. So there's a real benefit for giving anthracyclines in about a third of HER2-positive patients. We don't know who those are because we don't routinely test for topo-2-alpha.
So what are the clinical situations right now, George, where you would use an anthracycline in a HER2-positive patient, either in the neoadjuvant or adjuvant situation?
Actually, this is a patient who I think it's probably reasonable to consider it. I mean, here we're dealing with a significant volume of residual disease. This patient is pretty much drug-resistant to the 4 drugs that she has received, I think it's safe to say. So we certainly should be thinking about other drugs, and anthracyclines are certainly among those that we can think of.
What number do you give to your patients, for example, Sarah, in terms of their risk of distant recurrence in general if they have a path CR?
It's generally going to be in the mid-80s, I think, to 90s, but without a path CR, you're talking 25% are going to have a recurrence in the next 3 to 5 years. So that's early data. That's not 10-year data. And that's a pretty high risk for non-path CR. Now, that's including both hormone receptor positive and negative.
Hal?
So the only thing I would just caution the audience on is that the management of residual disease after patients have concluded a standard cassette of therapy is a wonderful parlor game because there's no winners and losers in terms of answers. There are hardly any data for whether more is better or less is better. It's probably an under-resourced opportunity for clinical trials, and there are studies that are trying to build on this, but we really are speculating as to whether additional specific therapy would be helpful. And I always worry because I think a lot of times at our tumor boards, we way overinterpret the extent of response or not in thinking about it. So people should be focusing on the standard things we know are helpful and less focused on trying to decipher the response.